want you to call me for all of wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number,
1-900 Wrestling.
Stupid idiots.
They call me Hot Rod.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And his name is John Cena.
Well, look at this prima donna.
Thank God Donald Trump's a whole idiot.
All right, we are live in the car. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vegas. Mr. Willie Dills Gregory.
What's going on? Vegas, baby.
Of course, our driver, Mitsula.
I would like to point a parliamentary procedure. Dills is not wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah, so...
I could rectify that.
Well, exactly. We are going to be three guys with beards going to an indie show, so we all need to mandatorily be wearing black t-shirts.
Okay. All right.
If not a Bullet Club shirt... At least a black t-shirt.
Or a Bullet Club knockoff.
Or a variant, yeah.
I was going to show up just as a Sammy Guevara mark, and I'm going to wear his workout tee thing and his hat, and just look like somebody who should never be wearing that type of t-shirt.
No, yeah. We are right now...
I should have brought the diamond belt. You could wear the diamond belt.
I'm going to be my own belt guy.
Yeah, but a belt with your face on it.
With my face on it, sure. Because that'll go over great. So, all right, we are on the way from the airport to Sam's Town, where ROH will present Death Before Dishonor tonight.
Live in 45 minutes on iPay-Per-View.
For $40, you can all watch this live, apparently.
You can.
Or you can wait till tomorrow, and I think it's just free.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's usually how they do their stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be on, if not on their site, they'll be... various places to watch it.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, we don't condone, but fucking whatever, man. I'm not your dad.
Here's what we're gonna do though too. First of all, thank you to all the patrons who got us out here.
This is a Wrestle Fun production.
Yes, this is the first since WrestleMania, really.
Yeah,
first slightly cheaper tickets.
Slightly cheaper tickets.
Slightly
better view, probably.
Although really only slightly. we had pretty good tickets.
But yeah, so I think first we gotta stop, get a drink in your honor, and give them a cheers. When we
indeed,
get
yeah, no. So we'll get to Sam's Town, grab a drink, and then we will head in to Ring of Honor. I mean, but if Adam Cole showed up, it would have to be the whole crew.
Yeah,
it'd have
I
to be
so.
Him
yeah,
and Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah, sure.
Undisputed or undefeated with Skip and Shannon. It's Adam Cole and Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp's head is square enough it could take some chair shots.
The undisputed,
well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think that's what's gonna happen.
Have you guys seen that? It would be a Vine if Vine was still around, but it's just the looping thing of Shannon Sharp just yelling Skip. It's amazing. This has nothing to do with wrestling. Just go find the looping thing of him. It's just like
I think all those vines are still somewhere.
This is recent.
Recent.
Because he has that knockoff. What's it called? First Take show.
My job is sports.
Yeah.
And I actively go out of my way to avoid that.
Skip. It's fucking mesmerizing. All right. So I'm sure we'll go down the card and we'll talk about who we like and who we don't like when we get our drink and toast the patrons. But all right, so there we go. On the road to death before dishonor. Oh, you can hear those bells and chimes in the background because we are indeed at Sam's Town. We are about 15 minutes. Until we are bell time.
Live from the Winchester Bar.
However, we need to do the toast.
Yes.
This is to you.
To the patrons.
1-900.
Everybody in the Discord right now.
Indeed.
Everybody's hanging out all the time. Thank you guys for sending
cheers.
Us your visit.
Cheers. Wrestle Fund is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so...
Quick card?
Is there? Yeah. You want to bring up the card? We can run the card down real quick.
So, I don't know if you read anything on Reddit today, but some people were like posting about this.
Uh huh.
And it's funny because if it's not WWE, it's sometimes really hard to find the thread because they don't pin it. for like other pay-per-view style events. Like Wrestle Circus doesn't, you know, have a thing at the top.
They've done it at some times, but it's inconsistent. Sure. Yeah.
And so then the people who find it are the people who
really care.
Browse that subreddit, right? Yeah. Like they're not the like just see what's on the top page, move on.
Yeah.
They have scrolled, right?
Yeah.
So they get there, so they're what they, I'm sure they consider themselves to be super fans, and they have lots and lots of things opinions to say. Each one of these wrestlers.
So, quick one, I can just get off the ROH site. We have the Kentucky Gentleman, Chucky T, versus the villain, Marty Skrull.
So that's Chuck Taylor. How did I not realize that was Chuck Taylor?
Because I already follow him on
Chucky Twitter. Yeah. And he was like, I guess I'm just Chucky T and Ring of Honor now.
Yeah.
Because I always, like, he's hilarious. That guy is
the best.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, he's fucking the best. Have you ever watched his talk show? Mm-mm. I think it's like him and Trent Beretta did it that were like, I forget what it's called, but it's like, talking hogs and popping dogs or something like
okay,
that.
That sounds great.
It's great. It's all about like boners and farting. And,
Cheeseburger's gonna be doing meet and greet today.
Oh, cheeseburger. All right, so here we go. Marty Skrull versus Chucky T.
That's gonna be a fantastic match. I think Skrull's gonna win.
I think it'll be a good match.
Is he the champion? Or is this
for
a belt?
Not for a belt.
I don't think that.
Skrull's been getting
the
big push.
So they have a TV champion in ROH, right?
Yeah, I think
that's
up the top.
And they have a six-man tag.
Yeah.
And they don't even have regular tag champions anymore, do they? It's literally just the six-man tag.
I think it's just six-man, and that's it.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and right. They don't have, like, traditional two-man tags anymore.
You got a dog in that fight?
I'm going to go with Skrull. I think Skrull just left progress.
All right, congratulations, Chucky T, on your win.
Yeah. Yeah. So Skrull just left progress, and you have to think that that's partially because they want him to be doing more stuff with ROH.
Next up, we have a Vegas street fight between Jay White and Punishment Martinez.
I'm going to go Jay White here.
I got to tell you, folks, I'm not really super familiar with either of these men's work. So
White just wrestled Sammy Guevara in the main event at the last Wrestle Circus.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's really good. We saw him in Orlando. He was part of that crazy ass, like, everyone was flipping off all the
shit.
At
a certain point, it becomes hard.
They're all just flippy shit.
Hard to tell the incredibly athletic, the Cirque du Soleil athletic white guy that weighs about 150 pounds.
One of them had a mask on, so you knew he was the luchador.
Exactly,
the rest were just, you know, generic flippy shit.
But no, I think that's going to be good, and I'm glad that they're going to make their way out to Boulder, for their Vegas street fight.
Yeah.
The last man, I don't know who either of those guys are, so I'll just hope it's a good match.
Yeah.
The last...
You will know Jay White, actually.
Last man standing. I think I've seen him before. Yeah. Last man standing street fight. Hope that we had that.
Oh, that's...
Last man standing. Silas Young with the Beer City Bruiser versus
Jay Lethal.
Lethal,
right? Yeah. I think it's got to be Jay Lethal on this one.
I can see Silas
could win, though. The thing is,
Silas
because he's
going to
have
Beer City Bruiser
with him.
Yeah.
So, we talked about it. He's going to, like, sit on him or something.
Yeah. I'm just realizing we did this on the last show, but fuck it, whatever. Yeah. We're here.
No, we didn't do this. We just talked about it.
We just talked about it. Okay.
Winner, six-man tag elimination to face the champions. We have The Kingdom, Matt Tavern, TK O'Ryan, and Vinny Margusula versus Bully Ray and the Briscoes.
So Legacy Kingdom minus the Bennett's.
Versus the guys that won it here last time they were in town.
Yeah.
Bully Ray and the Briscoes.
So the problem is Bully Ray and the Briscoes...
Well, this is too advanced.
Yeah, I know, but they were just in the like title scene. So it might be... And I heard that there might be a thing where they're trying to break up the Briscoes. So I'm going
to
go with The Kingdom.
To break up the Briscoes. I think that they will...
Break them up, but like they're going to feud each other for a little while.
I believe that they will advance. And I believe...
Then they lose against the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That makes sense, too. I'm going to pick The Kingdom anyway.
That's the next one on the list is the six-man champ. I'm going to go with Briscoe's Bully Ray. Because Bully Ray doesn't lose on his first match in a runaround tournament.
No.
I'm going to pick the Bullet Club there.
And then the winners of that take on the Hung Bucks, which is Hangman Page and the Young Bucks.
Which, anybody can find Hangman Page.
Yeah.
Hangman Page is missing.
Apparently, if he doesn't show up, the Bucks will fight 2-on-3. That's what I
heard. The Bucks win a handicap match tonight.
Well, Bucks win a handicap
match. I believe that they will continue
Super
to be champions.
Party.
Yeah.
And we have the tag. Oh, there is an actual tag team champion. No, that's it. World Television title.
Kushida
versus Kenny King.
Oh,
Kushida.
Yeah, I'm picking Kushida.
I think Kushida too. Kenny King is a little long in the tooth.
It is Kenny King's
hometown.
We don't
need Kenny King with a
I think
belt,
that's. Listen, I think he had a better shot of winning the Bachelorette.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, hometown boy could get one over and then drop it in another in one of the TV tapings coming
Vegas
up.
Is he Vegas guy?
Yeah, he's.
Oh.
He claims
that
Vegas
changes
is his hometown.
Things. Okay.
It does not for me.
Yeah, it's still going.
And then,
yeah,
and then the main event. Oh my God, someone's going to die.
Because also, I don't think that any New Japan person. I think. All of the New Japan people
go over
will be there. No, except for the main event. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, but they're both New Japan.
Yeah. All right.
The main event, we have the American Nightmare, Cody, last name redacted.
Yeah.
Versus the never openweight champion, Suzuki.
Yeah.
So apparently, I was listening to Talk Is Jericho with Cody, and he has heard, like, it is known, Khaleesi, that all he would need to do is just ask Vince McMahon that he just got a C&D, and or whoever got a C&D. And it's like, if he just asked somebody at WWE...
They would just let him
He's like,
it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like, we're not going to stop you from doing it.
It's
but
literally
it's,
your last name.
But it's,
oh,
but it, but
oh
it,
here's what you do then.
But it's just a matter of principle
okay.
that
he doesn't
want to ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but yeah, here's what you do. You set up a match where it's for the right to use the suck it.
Suck it?
Like,
the rights for suck it versus the rights for Rhodes?
Yeah,
so
you
wait,
have somebody
can they,
from WWE come over and, like, try to,
can they,
like, defend.
They can still do the chop, right?
Just,
like, they just can't say suck it?
They can't say suck it.
Yeah.
I bet you they say suck it at least 7 times tonight.
Well, and I think it's probably more just putting it on fucking merch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
that's, I mean,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we actually never declared. I'm assuming we're all taking Cody in the main.
I think that Cody will be beaten within an inch of his life.
Yeah, he's going to take a lot of pain.
Yeah, but he's going to walk out.
I think it's going to be about 3 kicks short of a snuff film.
Yeah. No, I and
he will retain.
By hook or by crook. I think we might see some Bullet Club chicanery, maybe.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah.
I love the Bullet Club chicanery.
Yeah, exactly. We might see a super kick party. Also, by the way, you might have heard the hesitation in my voice, podcast listeners, because I just had the cognitive dissonance of Dills pulling out a cigarette and lighting it at this bar indoors. And I was just like, what the fuck are you...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
It was Vegas. You can do that.
Let it go. I have to let my California go.
Hey.
I'm like, hey. Are we trying to get kicked out of this place? Like,
well, I mean, it is Bay Area weather outside, so you do have that Bay Area.
It is. It is gorgeous outside. Holy shit.
Don't get any better than that.
No, it does not. All right, folks. We will head in there. The next noise you will hear will be from inside the Sam's Town Arena.
The Sam's Town Arena.
Sam's Town Live, sir.
Sam's Town Live, sir. All right, the show has been getting deals. Describe our seats.
So we are sitting, literally, I could reach out and touch the stage. I could pull wires out if I wanted to.
Yes, we could obstruct the performance.
We could ruin this entire
we
show.
We can ruin it all.
And a fantastic view of the ring. I could see how non-tight the ring ropes are from here.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. Marty Scurll making his way to the ring. All right, in the middle of the Chuck E. T. Marty Scurll match, how would you categorize this random sounder here?
Yeah, random. Apparently, the inception is starting.
How would you characterize the crowd here?
The crowd is hot.
Pretty hot.
It's I kind of expected, since it was a ROH pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And the last time I went to an ROH show was with you.
Oh, Marty Scurll.
Oh, he's going to
break.
You're going to hear this.
Chucky T counters. Counters.
The last time we went to an ROH show was Orlando.
Yeah.
And that was a very large venue.
Very. Largest in their history.
Yeah. So I kind of expected, and I had never been to this Sam's Town Live venue here. Expected a little bit bigger. But this is very intimate and nice.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chucky T! And Marty's girl just literally came within like 2 inches of us. This was amazing. All right, special guest, my wife.
Pretend I'm not here.
Ashley Paramore. You just watched Marty Scurll.
Yes.
Versus Chuck E. T. Mm-hmm. Who was boring and who was not?
Scurll.
Scurll was boring?
Not boring.
Not boring.
Come on.
All right, so you love Scurll.
Uh-huh.
Was Chuck E. T. boring?
Oh, we got a guest on the podcast.
We do. We got a guest.
Hey.
We booked the guest.
You know, I feel like I didn't know him very well. He's all right. He's not like John Cena boring.
Sure.
Like, he's more exciting than John.
But you like Marty Scurll.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're watching Jay White and Punishment Martinez. I mean, I don't want to be.
This is a brutal match.
It's certainly brutal. I got it. Well, I don't want to be that guy.
Look,
I'm
going to
be your
neckbeard
McGirt. They could have started this one out a little bit more brutal, because not as many people know these guys and the crowd.
Probably true.
Like, from favorites, like internationally known favorites.
They started the show real hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! I will say this, though. This could be like a... a match that makes these guys a little bit.
Sure, I know, but they got to go hard in a street.
So
they got to ramp up.
I know that. Yeah, I like Jay White a lot because I've seen him wrestle in Wrestle Circus now recently, and we saw him in Orlando, and that was the first time I'd seen him. And I thought he kept up with the other guys, with Ospreay and stuff in that match.
That's the most inner ring street fight I've seen in years.
That's right? The other thing, yeah. Is that you would have thought, especially the one good thing
a trash can and we've had some chairs
in the ring.
No, but the one good thing about a venue like this that's so small is that you can take it all around and everybody can sit.
Everyone can still see what's going on. Yeah, like at WrestleMania when you take it outside of the ring,
you're watching the monitor. Yeah,
90% of the crowd is just watching the screen.
I will say this: Punishment Martinez is a big boy, and he looks very imposing in the ring.
Alright,
here we go. The Hung Bucks. If they can find Hangman Page.
And they find Hangman Page. That is the biggest...
Where's Hangman?
The biggest plot point of this match.
Will the Young Bucks be hung?
You know, I'm a little concerned that apparently, like, there's no police looking for them. Just...
Well, they're the Young Bucks. But by God, I don't see Hangman Page here.
The Bucks of Youth.
They are carrying Hangman Pages. And the usually spry and excited Young Bucks, man, they are just dejected.
Where he is.
They're
holding up the missing flyer. Has anybody seen this man?
Of course, it was reported by Kenny Omega that Hangman Page was signed to NXT.
Where's Hangman?
Where is he?
Where's Hangman?
Where's Hangman?
This crowd enthralled with their Young Bucks, but I think they would be more happy if they had a partner.
They're going to have to witness 2-on-3, a distinct disadvantage.
And no matter what the dissension in the Briscoes ranks, this is going to be a challenge.
Oh, how about if one of the Briscoes ends up teaming up with the Young Bucks?
That would be a defection.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I would never believe that a Briscoe would be a Bullet Club member. No.
No.
Well, now here we go. The Bucks.
This certainly is not fair.
Complaining to the refs that this is not fair. As streamers.
This is incredibly unfair. I see only 5 men for this 6-man tag match. Did you just pull somebody out of the crowd?
Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock?
There's a very foot slam holder in the air right now.
I did not.
Really?
Someone's smoking. Someone's smoking that weed, by the way, for those of you at the podcast listeners.
Somebody's got some blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, I think this one is going to start as a 3-on-2 handicap. You know, they are a chance for B Elite, but...
They have all three.
This is for the belts.
All right.
They could lose the belts.
So hold on. Hangman's gone, but they have
his Hangman belt disappeared, but his belt was left behind.
Yeah,
this is a clue.
Well, is it? There he is. Oh, my God.
Oh,
duct tape.
No way.
Duct tape.
No way. He's been under the ring the whole time.
From the ground. Hangman Page.
His mouth covered in duct tape.
His hand's mine.
Oh!
Oh, here we go.
He's
going
to start the match. He found him. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Hangman Page now up.
Hands bound.
Hands bound in duct tape. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
In cowboy boots.
Holy shit.
In cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Club.
Come on, rip the tape off!
Yeah. There we go. For the
missing persons case has been solved.
For the listeners, we just watched Eggman Page with duct tape hands and mouth do a backflip off the top rope in cowboy boots.
The trickiest part of that was the duct tape on the mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. And now this match starts. What an amazing play. Oh, my God. Treachery.
Join the club!
As it appears that the Briscoes have separated from Bully Ray. And now, shit, hold on. I spilled beer all over my feet and the floor.
So the Young Bucks just wrestled about a 4 or 5 minute match.
Which is a godsend for them because they have a match against the Motor City Machine Guns.
That's right.
Later tonight.
And they're probably going to be working tomorrow all day.
Well, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
Kayfabe. Hashtag kayfabe only.
Sorry, next week. Next week you're going to have to work real hard again.
And meanwhile, Hangman Page apparently was here.
Lost
the
in the shuffle
time.
Of
yeah.
all of that is that Hangman Page is back. He is alive and well.
And the Briscoes lay divided here over Bully Ray.
Nope. This is not the end of this situation.
A table to the head of the ECW original, Bully Ray.
But out of nowhere. That's the key.
He was.
It was out of nowhere. He wasn't prepared. He was, you know, you've heard the thing that like when you're drunk and you fall, you limp body and you're okay. It's complete opposite when it comes to wrestling.
Oh, you guys are here? Okay, let's clear out.
I can do that.
All right, here we go. We just saw the big upset of the night.
Called it, bitches!
Well, not to Mitsula. Yeah. I think I'm definitely losing this one. Because I think I've been wrong on about 75% of the matches so far.
I can handicap sports entertainment.
Yeah, that's
all
your job. That's your job.
All right.
That's your job.
I think we can all agree a match that was maybe a half step slower than it should have been.
I just think it was
great ending. Great ending.
There were a couple really good spots. Yeah. I think there were just a couple of just styles that didn't match.
What's going on here?
It's like girlfriend or
daughter.
That's probably daughter.
Or there's the rose ceremony, right? At some point.
That's probably daughter or something. She looks a little young to be.
They're gonna get a little handshake action.
Odds he keeps it through tomorrow's sport tapings? Minus infinity.
I mean,
no.
Kushida's an NJPW guy, though, so it made sense that they took the belt off of him.
Yeah,
I don't think it does make sense.
His hometown kid does make
sense. Sure. I think you're right. King, transitional champion.
Yeah, I say if not the next tomorrow, the very next event. Yeah. It's gonna,
okay.
Nice to see him get a belt.
And also, the setup was he was attacked by Bullet Club. So, Bunny right. Skrull used to have that title.
That's
so.
True.
All right, hey, listen, none of the Beer City Bruisers out here. This is in the last man standing match with Silas Young.
Fair.
This is just over.
Yeah.
This is your two drunk uncles beating up on a guy at a frickin' picnic.
This has troubling implications. Hashtag problematic in the era of Trump.
The Beer City Bruiser is on one leg, yet the size of two human bodies. So maybe it's, I don't know.
He is a very fat man.
Yeah.
And he is very violent.
Oh, the table's still set up, isn't
Silas
it?
Silas' back is fucking destroyed.
Yeah, Silas' back is just...
Yeah, by the way, Silas Young got whipped like a bad dog.
Jay Lethal went nuts. He went ham with that belt. Which was taken off an announcer, by the way.
Indeed.
You see in WWE, people freak out when they take... You know, JBL's hat. No, here, they just took the belt off one of the announcers.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God,
oh, God no. This looks like the Beer City Bruiser.
Oh, he's going up. He's going up.
He's going to go up on the top rope. Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
On one leg.
On one leg. This is disgusting.
That table has a family.
This is disgusting.
You got it.
He is going to frog splash right on
the
Jay Tom Lethal.
Wrestling is urging him on.
No!
God.
Oh my God!
I think somebody just
that
died.
That table had a family.
People just died.
Lethal got out of the way. The Beer City Bruiser is neutralized. A fecal chan is on.
A cutter to the outside off of the apron.
Oh, my God. We just watched Silas Young hit Jay Lethal with his own finisher. If you don't know what Jay Lethal's finisher looks like, please look it up on the internet.
Yes.
Your one-word response, Dills.
What?
All right, here we go. Jay Lethal pointing to the ladder.
Jay's just, like, continuing to bleed like a stuck pig right now. Like, where did he get cut? It's not on the forehead. It's like an eyebrow cut or something.
Please don't die. The chant of please don't die.
Please don't die.
A lot of Diamond Club fans are here tonight.
Hail to the king. Is your next show
next weekend? Oh, wow. Silas Young off.
Oh, this is precarious at best. Keg has got to come into play at some point.
Well, I would assume. Oh, no. No, he's going to zip tie Jay Lethal to this ladder.
Zip tie him to the ladder and then push him into the table. And he'll be laying down.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
This is brutality. This is just an unimaginable horror.
Modern world can show you how to get out of those. Hacking the system because they're hanging out of those.
Yep.
A slugfest. Jay Lethal is zip-tied to that ladder.
Oh, God.
It is going over. They're both through. Oh, my good God. Machine Guns are your ROH Tag Team Champions.
Wow. That was...
And I just bought a Bullet Club shirt.
That was, damn it.
What the fuck?
The run-in double Meltzer driver was insane.
I saw
insane.
That. They actually have the TVs on outside now.
Yeah, double Meltzer driver to the outside.
Yeah.
insane.
Just crazy. But the tag titles are on different hands.
All right.
Tonight. All right, folks, here we go. The entrance for Minoru Suzuki.
This is a terrifying looking man.
This is terrifying. I'm honestly terrified right now.
I'm terrified.
I'm fucking terrified. Suzuki gun flag. Gentlemen, it's the man who has the only Ring of Honor with Brandi Rhodes in a killer bodysuit. Here he comes. Oh my God. Making people kiss the ring. It's Cody. We're halfway through the Suzuki Cody match. What is your experience to Minoru Suzuki in person?
I'm terrified.
He's a terrifying person.
Please never let me run into this human being.
He's an alien from planet Murder.
He lives on nightmares.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is a captivating match. I love every second of it. So, this match is over. Dills walked off in disgust.
That was a weird ending. It just stopped.
Yeah, it was a really good match.
They're really...
He thinks it's... No. Maybe. I don't know. It just... you know, I think the biggest thing is that...
He's going to go postal on an ROH guy?
Yeah, We got the American version of Suzuki, but not the Japanese version of Cody. Suzuki is now destroying people here in ringside. So we'll get our carnage. It just won't be to Cody. Yeah, you know... It just never got to the brutality that I think people wanted, right?
As you said, they wrestled it as an American match, not as a Japanese.
And it was
match.
A really fun
American
version
match.
Of Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had to at least get one big run of, like, headbutting and slapping and shit like that, right? Oh, well. I mean, I guess that's just that. We will get our final response from Dills, I guess, after this. All right. Dills, you walked off, I would say, in disgust at the end of that main event. Explain your feelings.
Man, I really enjoyed that show, but that ending was bizarre.
That's not printed right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It isn't.
Yeah,
let's the cage.
Focus on this. Why? Why didn't it feel right?
Well, every match was great.
Yeah.
Right?
Great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the main event was the match I was most excited for.
And then it ended.
And then it just suddenly ended out of nowhere.
It felt like it was at about the point
it
where...
It was building.
Like, then Suzuki was going to beat the living shit out of Cody.
Yeah.
And then Cody was going to cheat, and then that was going
to
be it.
Yeah.
Right?
Some shit was about
never,
to go down.
But, like, and here's what...
You just hit a crossroads, and then that was it.
Here's what I said before, and tell me if you agree with it. We saw the American Suzuki.
Yeah.
But we
didn't
get to see the Japanese Cody.
Sure.
And
that
I think that's what was disappointing. Because, like, there was that part of, like, most of the match, you're like, oh, my God, this is great. Like, Suzuki is wrestling in American style.
Yeah.
That's kind of really fun.
Yeah.
He's bringing what's good about him to this kind of, way. And then all of a sudden, it's just kind of
just
over.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, when he hit the crossroads, I thought, okay, so...
Suzuki kicks out.
He's going to kick out. And
slaps him in the face.
Yeah. He's going to jump up.
The fact that we didn't get one slap. One headbutt.
Sure.
Like, just some shit that you see in Japan that you don't see here.
Yeah.
Kind of baffling, right?
It's just weird. It's just weird. It's I don't... Was there maybe, like, a... issue with time or something? Like,
no, because it was still like
there,
it's at the end of the hour. It's
it's early.
It's 9:05 right now, and we've exited the arena, and we're sitting at a bar. So,
which I mean, the bar.
I mean,
the bar's in the
venue. A little bit.
What was that?
A little bit.
We're getting. Also,
he fucking didn't want to fucking take his fucking stiff shit.
That's. I mean, listen.
I've seen Cody.
A fucking main event.
It's not untrue, man. Like, I'm saying. Like,
but I don't think Cody is a guy who doesn't want to take stiff shit. Like, he just...
No, we've seen him take stiff shit before. I mean, but now's when you let it go, right? It's like, he's not going to wrestle in Japan his entire life.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Indies for another year and then go back to the WWE. Like...
I'm confused.
He's, he can fucking still go.
Oh, that dude was an athlete. All right. Final thoughts here, Dills.
Final thoughts. I'm very glad that I got to see this show because
great show.
Yeah, because seeing an ROH pay-per-view, not the Orlando one that we saw, because like that was obviously like
that was a
big
super
deal.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. But to see, like, another version of that and all the talent that they kind of have right now.
Yeah.
It was great. But, man, it's really hard, like, as a wrestling fan to not when the main event doesn't deliver.
Two seconds. And I feel like people would want to hear this. Let's go ahead and get our order in.
Yeah.
For our post-show cocktail. Well, here, while we're waiting, match of the night for you.
Match of the night was actually probably the Young Bucks second match of the night, which was the
Motor City Machine.
Yeah.
That was a great match.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks know how to put people over.
Sure.
Don't they? Like,
yeah.
They just fucking, they get it.
Yeah.
They get it.
Know. Yeah.
They're plugged into the Matrix.
But I might go with the Lethal Silas Young.
That's actually my match of the night is that was just so well worked.
Sure.
And I think the endings for Last Man Standing matches are always hard to book.
Always tough to make,
like,
realistic and
which, like, to me, like, the best ones, the ones that we remember are like
The Rock lowering the, like,
Titantron on him, or
the thing, the forklift on Mick Foley, shit like that. And so you always think that it has to be...
Something like that has to happen.
Yeah.
But we got you know, a twisty tie or whatever.
We got
tied
to the ladder that still broke.
Yeah, and then it still kind of broke, so...
Well, whatever.
But whatever. I think that match was great.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get to see a fucking, you know, 450, 500-pounder,
yeah,
like, fucking Eddie Guerrero frog splash style.
Yeah. On one leg.
And
that was beautiful.
With no H2O in the pool, as Mauro Ranallo would say. That is a delight. Mitsula, match of the night?
I think it was probably the Marty Scurll Chucky T match.
Chucky T's a star.
That was a super fun match.
He's a star. Yeah.
That was a great... And then I got... Like, it was right by us in the crowd with the crowd spots. And they did a little bit of everything in that match, and I really liked it. And that's the first time I've actually had to see Scurll wrestle in person.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's nice. Very good.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's
yeah.
great. Why not? And if anything, he didn't really get to do a lot of his signature spots.
No,
like,
no.
He normally
he did
does,
do
like...
the knuckle break thing.
But, like, he gets, like, two or three of them a match,
yeah,
normally.
Usually,
yeah.
He did a knuckle break. He did a chicken wing. He did...
Yeah.
All right. Last call. Well, what's the order?
I'll just take shot.
Shot of what?
Whiskey.
And I'll take a Bud Light.
A light?
There we go. And ladies and gentlemen, that will be it for our Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor episode. Thank you.
Yeah, do we give this death or dishonor?
I think we give this
death. I'm giving it
death.
I'm giving
death.
It death.
Yeah. It was death, not. It was not overall, dishonor.
Death with a little
pinky toe on the dishonor.
I mean, like, right, here,
a skosh of dishonor.
Honestly, like, I was literally go to my Snapchat. If you were listening to this, you won't in this time. But on my Snapchat, if you watched it on Saturday, you will see a video that I was taking so I could write on the Snapchat, "This is my favorite wrestling match ever."
Yeah.
And it ended while I was taking that shot.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Because it was the middle. No, that'll be it. How much? $8.25. God bless.
What a deal.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. All right. We love you guys. 1-800-WRESTLING. For life.
I want you to call me for all of wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number 1-900.
Stupid idiots.
They call me Horror.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
And his name is John Cena.
Well, look at this prima donna.
Thank God Donald Trump's a whole